Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's Saturday, June 1st, 2 Oceans 13. Did you guys bring some name tags? Oh, that looks like a mug of some kind. And the lighting, even though they brought the house lights up, I still can't hardly see anything. But there's, oh, that's a good effect. There's Daves of Thunder over there. That's a nice one. Is that a volleyball? What does it say on it?
It says Milson, because my name is Matt. It doesn't start with a W, so I changed it.
You changed his name to Milson.
Yeah.
You changed Wilson to Milson because your name is Matt. That makes perfect sense. What is this thing right up front here? I can't make it out.
Karis Bueller's Day Off.
Karis Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
Your name is Kara?
Karis.
Karis?
Yes.
That's your name.
Yes.
Why didn't you just do Carousel?
Oh!
Oh! If only we'd have thought of that. That's just our safe word. Well, thank you to everybody for bringing name tags in. The guests will be a bit more thorough about going out into the crowd and finding who they want to play for. Since last I spoke and you listened, I recorded a Dining with Doug and Karen with guest Rory Scovel that is available now in the comedy podcast section of iTunes. It's a special wine episode with Ryan Hess from a place in L.A. called Vinotech. And so this one's not just for foodies, it's also for winies. Yesterday I did Sean Cullen's podcast, Sean Pod, which is now, you can hear it on some channel on Sirius XM. I actually wrote that down, some channel. It's on some channel. But hopefully later in the show we can clear up that mystery. And yesterday I did a guest appearance in Ari Shaffir's show over at the Comedy Underground. Yeah, Comedy Underground at Clandestiny. And it's a 420 venue. And I got hotboxed into oblivion starring Tom Cruise in theaters now. And Ari returned the favor by appearing in my 420 show here today at Comedy Bar. And, apologies about the spoilers in the Nashville episode, the Fast and Furious 6 spoilers. I apologize for not knowing that there were people who gave a shit about the plot twists of Fast and Furious movies. Turns out there's three of you, and I am very sorry. I apologize to those three people who did not want to know about what's going to happen in that movie. This is the part where I go, the prize bag includes, and then I go through the prize bag and tell you things that are in it. But interestingly enough, all the guests were scrambling to put together the prize bag when the music started playing. So I'm sans prize bag. So we will get them out here and then sort out the whole prize bag situation. Please welcome the aforementioned Sean Cullen plus JP Manu and Dave Foley.
Hello. Can I go over there? People love him. People love Dave Foley. People love Dave Foley.
They do. They're quite wrong,
they
too.
They cannot get enough of him.
I'm going to take full credit for all of that applause.
Yeah.
I could tell the audience was like, oh, my God, they all live here.
We could see them anytime.
How did he do it?
We could see them anytime. In fact, we see them on the bus. We see them at, like, malt shop. Getting malted.
That's Sean Cullen, everybody.
Sorry. Hello. I'm Sean.
I
How
mentioned
you?
Your Sean Pod earlier.
He was a guest on my Sean Pod.
Yeah, and it'll be out soon for people to listen to. And then you brought for the gift bag.
Oh, well, it's a dual situation.
A what?
There is a my hockey card, the Sean Cullen hockey card.
See that?
And this is a book called Homework for Grown-Ups, Everything You Learned at School and Promptly Forgot. And it's kind of like, oh, remember the things you learned? And I wrote the foreword for it. So I thought you might enjoy it.
That's great.
So that's a bookmark for you.
I love your hockey card.
Yeah.
We'll see about the foreword.
So you're a goon on the comedy team?
I'm just angry when my photo gets taken. Other than that, I'm a smiley delight.
Look at me, Sean Cullen. I'm writing the foreword to a big fancy book. I've reached a lofty pinnacle. This sounds like you. At some point during the foreword, you must just write success, exclamation point.
Yes. Six twittizens.
JP Manu is also here, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
JP!
Fellow Torontonians.
We co-starred in an episode of Yes, Dear together.
Oh.
We did.
Yeah, but that's not where we met.
I didn't know that.
That's not where we met. No. We just happened to both get cast in that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for them to turn Yes, Dear into a movie.
Or a sitcom.
That guy...
Boom!
That guy Mike O'Malley, though, he is killing it lately. Like, have you seen him on Justified?
No, I don't. I haven't seen
him. So good on that show. Yeah. And let's just get everybody in. Dave Foley is here, everybody.
Dave Foley. A national treasure.
The easiest to talk to kids in the hall.
Yeah.
Pardon?
You're of all the kids in the hall, you're the easiest to have a conversation with.
That's true, because Bruce is a cunt.
It's true.
Scott never stops talking, and Kevin never stops apologizing. So
there's just the four of you now?
Yeah. Was there another one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I always forget about McKinney.
The world has forgotten about
That's why he's hard.
That's not true.
It's not true.
It isn't true. He's a big wheel.
How not true it is.
He's a big wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just hard to talk to because he doesn't exist.
I watched the Super Bowl with him once. It was lovely.
He loves the football. Yeah, it's because it's very manly.
What did you guys bring for the prize offering? Yeah,
and Dave and I are sharing a bag of gifts.
Yeah, yes. And I threw some of my stuff into your bag. Yeah, because I'm excited about your bag.
This was a good year for J.P. Manu to be on Doug Loves Movies because I was actually in a movie.
Oh.
That is rare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold your excitement for a second.
What movie?
What was it called?
Oh, my God.
Scary? The one-star garnering Scary Movie 5.
Oh.
Everybody signed it.
Yeah, I had this.
Tell them who's on there.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is the script for Scary Movie 5.
Can I guess?
First of all, shocked that there was one.
Is Molly Shannon.
Yeah, you can tell it's my script because it's got that watermark all the way across. J.P. Manu, please don't copy this or give it out, or people will know we're doing a weird parody.
You've got Manu all over your script.
It's signed by J.P. Manu, Molly Shannon, Heather Locklear, Jerry O'Connell, Erica Ash, Simon Rex, Ashley Tisdale, Chris Elliott, who was cut from the movie. Like, whatever he did, I didn't see what he did. Whatever he did, it was so bad, it was cut from Scary Movie 5.
Or it was marginally good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It threw off the pacing.
Inappropriate.
It stuck out.
Audrina Partridge, Kendra Wilkinson, and Mike Tyson signed this script.
He signed it. I didn't know he could write.
Yeah. And I also brought...
Jesus. Also, that is crazy generous.
I designed a t-shirt. I tweeted something a year ago.
To be fair, t-shirts were designed a long time ago.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't come up with the
shape. You didn't invent the t-shirt. No.
No. No.
It's shaped like a T.
It says, ceci n'est pas un tweet. Art history majors think it's pretty damn clever. It's a very
That lets
tiny,
me out.
Yeah. It's a tiny, tiny demographic.
What does
one
it mean?
Extra small
this
for
is
girl
not a tweet.
And one huge for a guy.
And it's opposed to this is not a pipe.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an Henri Magritte.
Snip pas un peep.
Snip pas un peep. I twisted it. And
snip pas un peep.
Welcome to Canada.
T-shirts and a sign script.
All right, and I have let's see here. I'm gonna drag out the suspense.
Are you just giving a rubber band?
Stroke it.
You're keeping the poster.
I have a War of the Worlds poster signed by Sean Cullen.
He starred in this performance.
I played Orson Welles in
Halloween
the stage.
This isn't the original.
No. I was playing Orson Welles.
Oh, okay.
I crawled out of his corpse to play this role.
Wait, that's what you brought?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
You from your home?
Shut up.
So weird how that happened.
Yeah, it's an unusual choice.
Yeah. And who's that?
Oh, and of course, my CD, Smug Life, is in there, which is available. Show the other two guys. They put this in Walmart. It's in the rap section because I jokingly made it look like a rap album, and the joke didn't work.
There's no irony at Walmart.
No.
Welcome to Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, welcome to Walmart. What's your problem?
So, JP, what did you play in Scary Movie 5?
What didn't he play?
Right? My storyline was a parody of Black Swan. I was Vincent Cassell from Black Swan.
Oh, you were the creepy Russian.
I was the over-sexualizing everything French ballet choreographer guy. Yeah.
How could you, parody what he did? Did you, fist her right there on the dance floor?
Because
he really went for it. You do just pretty gnarly stuff to her.
I think it was more that I wanted to fuck inanimate objects. That was how I sort of took it one further. Well, that was hot for everything.
I read somewhere that you do a great impression of him.
The LA Times is the only place that actually called me out.
Makes sense
as,
that I read,
the
read
one,
that there.
The one shining part of the movie. They said J.P. Manu does a spot on Vincent Cassell. Not that the audience of Scary Movie 5 will notice or care.
But you're paraphrasing. You didn't memorize that.
No. It's not like I read it every night before I go to bed. Make out with my own headshot. No, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your knees going, please, Lord, give me another. And then you read it out loud again. David and JP are working together right now.
We're making a television series program. called Spun Out for the CTV network.
Yeah, so it's just for Canada.
Just for Canada.
For now.
Yeah. American listeners, fuck off.
Yes, but
it can happen.
We're hoping. Sure. We're hoping sure it's can. Even for Canada. Yeah. You know, we're just.
It's set in any town, North America, though.
Yeah.
It could
so
happen.
So maybe you can get on the Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. It is kind of a crossover.
Yeah.
Well, like Much Music is playing Supernatural.
Well, those are hot kids, so that's what the...
Oh, yeah, that's why anything. I had that channel on.
Oh.
Noises.
I like the movie XS channel.
Oh, yeah?
Because you can see porn without paying for it.
Somebody's paying for it.
I'm not.
Some father.
Yeah.
He's crying every time.
That's mm-hmm. smart from though to not look at the porn on the internet because your kid could get on the internet and search your history. Right?
But erasing it works, right? Like clearing
it's
your
hard
history
to remember
works,
to do
right?
something like that after I'm done with porn. I'm running around looking for a mop.
I just fall unconscious.
That's another thing. Yeah, I'm barely awake most of the time yeah. right after it. So
terrible.
No English.
Could you do a little of that guy from Black Swan?
It's just a ridiculous French accent, and I'm Jean-Paul Christophe Manu, so it's incredibly shameful to like all of my people.
But yeah, first
you... show us what you can do. I would just sort of sing-song my way through any last vowel. Doug Benson, I'm so glad to meet you.
Mm. Oh, kind of like if it kind of like if William Shatner were French.
There's almost a Japanese element to it at the very end. It's nice to meet you. Baseball. Baseball. There's a great Japanese baseball player in Toronto right now.
Kawasaki.
Oh,
he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He doesn't speak any English. He did an interview, I think, after he got a game-winning walk-off double. And his interview was, I am very happy. I am Japanese! That was it. And then
what else do we need to know?
In the dressing room afterwards, he said something like, I am very happy. My teammates give me an opportunity. Do you want a hug? That was his it. Oh, God.
There's nothing else to love. Hugs for everyone or just one person that he stared at?
I think it was me. Just right into the camera.
When can people start seeing Spun Out?
We have no idea.
September.
I think so. We think September. We think it'll be September. Mm-hmm. It could be, but we were hoping for September. Yeah.
September 2016.
Yeah. Yes.
I heard that.
It's a show about the past.
Yeah.
And they have to wait for that to happen.
It is rumored to be paired with Anger Management, Charlie Sheen's new show.
Oh, yeah. That's a great, 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 great show. That's an amazing
show. Wow, you seem to really have control of your anger management.
I do.
But, Sean, the other possibility is Big Bang Theory, which now you're probably torn, because that's also a great...
Oh, it's great, 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 great show about nerds who wear $400 T-shirts.
Yes.
Oh.
No. This was $20 for the Sklar Brothers, I think.
Great.
But I might have Sean sign it.
I will. And then you can get Dave to give it to... someone else.
That script signed by Mike Tyson, that's all they really need. The rest is just...
The rest is fodder.
Yeah, it's just
something to weigh the bag down.
You know what? Take your book back.
I once gave away my favorite pair of jeans on your podcast, and I don't think people appreciated it. It was like my favorite jeans. The jeans made my ass look the best, and they were comfy. And I get,
they must have been. Are you telling me they can look better than that?
Yeah. Was that the same episode that you brought your daughter?
No, that was no, in Austin. I gave away my jeans.
Oh, okay.
Take them off your ass?
No, I brought them with me. I brought them in a bag.
That's why they were that. They were nonchalant about it in Austin because one day every summer it rains jeans there. And so the act of giving away jeans means nothing to them.
I don't know. Yeah.
You just have to wait.
Because I was also going to give a bridge full of bats away.
I have that too.
I had a giant statue of a blues musician. No one's ever asked me to go to Austin or I would have given it away.
So with your busy sitcom making schedule,
I
Dave,
don't have one.
Dave,
that,
Dave,
that
I know me. I know about your podcasting schedule, Sean.
Yeah, it's very
I was
busy.
Part of it. We worked for an hour.
Yeah.
Then we did other stuff for a while.
Yeah, we talked. You did other stuff. You did other stuff.
What?
You put your jeans on. And they looked amazing.
Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants. I had that one written down just in case pants came up.
You have a vault of jokes.
Dave, do you go? Have you been to the cinema, or it could be something you watch at home? Have you seen any movies lately?
You say that like a Senate inquiry.
Yes. I'm just giving you.
Sir, have you been to the cinema?
I'm giving you.
I would like an answer, sir.
Yes, I just don't want you to say no. I haven't been to the movies.
I have been to the movies.
Oh, okay.
Been to the movies. I have.
That's perfect.
Yes. Do you want me to elaborate? Perhaps mention.
Please
what I
elaborate.
Saw. I've been recently.
You know what? No, let's go on a break.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Discuss with your lawyer what you're going to say. And we'll get back to you. Now, what have you seen?
I went and saw the Star Trek movie. I saw it twice.
Is that like a Canadian thing? Right. It happened earlier to me today. Someone called it. I went and saw Star Trek. It's called Star Trek, Into Darkness.
Into Darkness.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Please address it properly.
Now, you're just referring to an absence of a colon. It's not actually called No Colon Into Darkness.
No,
because having
turns
no
out,
colon would be a journey into
it
darkness.
Turns out, it turns out, yes.
Spock,
that
gets,
Spock oh, not only doesn't have a heart, he also doesn't have
no
a colon.
Colon. Yeah.
So Uhura gets upset.
Because
he always wants to shit on her.
I thought you were saying that's how she
all
fucks
the
too.
Time. Doesn't want to, but
yeah,
he's got to put on his space diaper.
He's doing it because it's logical.
Why would I keep this inside me when I can shit it out immediately? Why wait?
Why keep it inside when I can drop it on a perfectly beautiful girl?
Like it's hot.
Yeah.
The only time I feel emotion.
Did you like it, Dave?
I loved it. I went and saw it the first time with my 20-year-old daughter, and I loved it, and she went, And I stopped loving my daughter. Because I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great. And then went and saw it a second time with somebody that I could stand to look at afterward.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's who you saw it with?
Yep.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
He is quite
That's
good.
That's the most ridiculously English name ever.
Yeah.
It's like Mr. Englishy McTeabag. Mr.
Mr. Bulldog McPolish. That's Scottish.
Paddington Bear itself had been the villain in that movie. It would have been less English.
Oh, no.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. He has a group of female fans in London who call themselves the Cumberbitches. Where the obvious Cumbersnatch would have been much better.
Or
pow.
Possibly Dumber Batch of ladies.
I do not think your topper worked.
No, it didn't. It was a shit topper.
It would have worked on Zoe Saldana.
She likes being pooped on.
Referring back to an earlier shit joke.
Oh, somebody, a Canadian just yelled out from the audience. I think we have somebody that came over from the border or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Or I hear people in Windsor are upset. It's the scuttlebutt. Is that they're tired of all the cancer.
The Windsor cancer?
Right? That's what I said. I mocked it, but they have the most cancer there.
Windsor has the most cancer?
That's what I learned earlier tonight.
Oh, well. But they...
Well, they should...
Like you want to have a long life in Windsor.
Listen, I believe everything that I write on Wikipedia. It's just how I am. I write it on there, and then it's fact.
Well, they're so desperate to get tourists there, they say, bring your cancer to Windsor. And it really skews the results of the poll.
Yeah, tumors drink free.
Oh, I'd love a free tumors drink.
It's like a tequila worm.
That's exactly what it's like. JP, motion pictures?
Yeah, this is going to echo Mr. Dave Foley. The last movie I saw was Star Trek Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I, too, saw it twice. I bought a ticket for the IMAX screening in 3D, but I got the time wrong, and I showed up for the non-IMAX, non-3D screening.
Stupid stoner.
It was still awesome. It was still great. I just went in and saw it, and then afterwards, I liked it so much, I used my ticket for the 3D IMAX screening. And about 10 minutes in, one of the ushers at Scotiabank came up to me and said, "Sir, you did not pay to see this movie, and people are complaining," which I really couldn't believe. You just called out how weird it is that anybody said something from a Canadian audience. Like, that at the Scotiabank Theater, an usher would be proactive enough. Like,
I can totally believe someone from Canada could come and fuck up your fun.
He's
in a righteous way.
He's
I
not
believe
following
that's possible.
The rules.
That's right. You know how much he's hurting others by sitting in this theater? It's partially empty theater in a seat that no one is occupying. Do you understand how hurtful that is to others? And racist.
They asked if I was separating my popcorn meat from my popcorn kernels so that I could biologically recycle it, all of that. I did blow her mind when I showed her that I'd actually paid for a movie that I walked into 10 minutes late.
I did that once at a drive-in. I went to a drive-in just outside Niagara Falls with Gary Campbell. You may know Gary Campbell. Mm-hmm. And a couple of lady friends. And we decided we were going to sneak them into the drive-in for fun.
Oh, no.
So the ladies got into the trunk of the car. And Gary and I drove up to the box office, and we paid for 4 tickets. And we said, "There's 4, please." They said, "Well, there's only 2." I said, "Yeah, there's 2 ladies in the trunk." And then we went and we're watching the movie, and they get out of the trunk, they get in the car, and then we're partway through the movie. Security comes over and goes, "We saw those two people get out of the trunk, and we're going to have to ask you to leave the theater." And we put the tickets and said, "No, we paid for them." And they were, and the ladies were furious.
Here's what I don't know. Why not put one lady in the trunk and one man in the car and make a couple
of them? Because they don't want... These guys... Because they're hot dates. They don't want, they don't want George Clooney running off with their lady.
True.
Yeah.
You're right. They don't want that.
No.
Do you know what movie it was?
Swing Shift.
Jesus!
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn
and Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Swing Shift, yeah.
Hmm.
Swing Shit. No, it was a lovely movie, wasn't it?
So they were so mad they didn't make out with you during Swing Shift?
Well, let's be reasonable. I am adorable.
It's true.
It's a long-ass movie, too.
Yeah.
You had some time to turn it
around. It's literally the whole shift. 12 hours.
Swing Shift. I like when they go to commercial, though. Because it makes... They count down, and it makes that sound. Doot, 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 doot. Doesn't it do...
Kunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Sorry.
That's 24, though.
Yeah.
Swing Shift was 12 hours. I've lost the train of this. gag almost. I don't know.
People who've lived in Toronto longer than me, can you still go to a drive-in?
Is yeah, there's drive-in one in Lindsay, but there's not one in Toronto. There's one at the docks.
The docks, right. Yeah. But that's like a fake drive-in,
fake
right?
drive-in
that's
for
like
fake
an ironic
people.
What does that mean, like a fake drive-in? Yeah.
Well, it's a big screen they put out. It's on the docks, so it's you can't really drive in your car there, but it's a big outdoor screen, right?
You yeah. just bring a chair or something?
You can bring a chair or yeah. two ladies folded up in a chair. And pay for them.
Yeah, you gotta pay for them first.
Yeah.
For that to really
and
pay off.
And the chair.
That is pretty fun. I did that once with my parents at Disneyland. I saw some bars that were like wide enough that I could squeeze through them. And while my parents were buying the tickets, I squeezed through the bars. And then when my family got on the other side, they're like, how'd you get in here already? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Give me my ticket. And nobody said anything to me, but if they did, it would have been funny to be like, see, I got a ticket. Did you name a motion picture?
Not yet, but I did go to see Star Trek, and I loved it. I loved.
Wait a minute, the crowd didn't boo that time. You apparently you didn't see it well enough.
Well, I just gagged my full colon when I went in. But
have you guys seen it multiple times?
It's pretty good. But I also went, see, my son, who's 12, makes me go to these movies that are just heinous, and they're terrible. G.I. Joe Retaliation. I wanted to retaliate at the end of the movie. It was so fucking ridiculous.
Thanks for that visit from the grave.
I wanted to retaliate. G.I. who?
G.I. no.
G.I. no. Thank you. But it was terrible. It's terrible. Like, you know, there are moments in it I don't even understand. Like, there's a dune buggy fight.
Yeah.
On the pier outside of New York Harbor.
Are they like Transformers?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like every movie now is like Transformers. Like there's
they try, but
big
it had
robot
no,
fighting and everything.
It made
now.
No sense. They go to visit Bruce Willis at his house, and they come in, and he's not there, and then he kind of drops from the ceiling behind them, scarily, yeah. like a sure. stealthy ninja who's 70. It's very weird. And then Destro, they just leave him in cryogenic freeze. Everybody else gets rescued, and who's the guy, like the head of the play, Cobra Commander? He just kind of walks past Destro, whose eyes are going, ooh, 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 you gonna let me out now? And goes, you're out of the band. And walks out. Like, that's a great line.
Who got that line?
It was Commander.
Oh.
Who played Cobra Commander?
A man who,
I
you
saw
don't
it.
Care.
I don't even remember.
Don't care. You can't tell who he is anyway.
It was a great it wasn't
wire
Buscemi?
Fighting. There was a great wire fighting scene.
Yeah, ninjas hanging on the side of the mountain fighting each other.
That's right. And they're swinging around, rappelling around, fighting each other. And there's a body. They've got the body of a man that they're trying to escape with. And he's swinging on his rope. And ninjas are swinging after them and rope fighting. And I just was saying, you have swords. Cut the rope. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, it seems simple.
Cut the rope.
Like a seems, Weekend at Bernie's thing?
It
like,
was really... I don't know what the dead man was for. What was his body was stolen?
I have no idea.
Who gives a shit?
I saw that movie and I was just... What is happening?
You don't have a 12-year-old son.
The entire time.
He goes to see everything, though. This
not
is what
everything,
I admire.
No,
not everything.
Not everything.
No, I think
we might get different
Scary Movie 5? Did you see Scary Movie 5?
I did not see Scary Movie 5.
Scary Movie 5?
Then you missed an amazing impression.
Scary Movie 4? Scary Movie 4.8.
LA Times said I earned it the 1 star.
Oh, there's lower than 1 star?
No stars.
They go halfsies sometimes.
Do they?
Leonard Maltin, of course, goes bomb. Just says straight down
bomb.
The bomb. Yeah, he doesn't fuck around with half star.
Bomb. No.
It's so insulting.
To call it a bomb?
Yeah, but just bomb. Wow. You bombed. Terrible. That make you feel sad.
So what? So do you take back what you were just saying about G.I. Joe?
It was a bomb.
Okay.
I don't think G.I. Joe has any feelings to be hurt. Dwayne Johnson is an amazing actor. Given the opportunity to say things, he might be passable. But he is terrible in this.
I'm not familiar with him. Was The Rock in this movie?
Yes, and... He used all of his stony acting
he's running,
skills.
He's running from that name.
Is he?
It's kind
from
of like.
The Rock.
But then
kind
he
of
does like wrestling
a,
again.
It's like
every
a
once
version
a
of. Yeah, it's like.
It's like when Elvis Costello wanted to be Declan McManus.
He did?
Yeah, yeah, remember he did. He wanted to go back.
Where he was Declan with the Costello show.
I think Snoop Lion is going to stick,
King,
though.
King of America.
Snoop Lion was going to stick.
King of America. But it was just a boulevard of broken dreams.
Does that like hurt your face or make you dizzy when you do that?
No. It must hurt his because he had to grow a beard.
Is that why?
That's why he grew a beard, because his face was in a rictus of in motion. Captured. A snapshot of pure visceral feeling. A Polaroid of pain.
All right, this is a part of the show.
I rarely get a chance to do an Elvis Costello impression. So
no, I was mesmerized by it, confused by why it was happening.
It was good.
I thought he was the king of America, but it was just a boulevard of broken dreams. Things you do with pictures and with chemicals. I love that song.
All right, now do Elvis Costello singing about how it's time to play games on Doug Loves Movies.
It's time to play the games on Doug Loves Movies. Yeah. It's time. It's time. Oh, it's time. Doug loved movies. She loved movies too. She was a small town girl. Anyway.
Now do Diana Krall.
I don't know if I can lower it that low, like my emotional content of my, if I can die it that low. I'm sorry.
For what? For what?
For that outburst.
I think I requested it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you requested all of that.
I'll take whatever
I get.
Don't
give more than they want. Don't give more.
This is the part where the audience shows us their name tags.
Oh, sweet.
All different types.
That's beautiful.
And, varieties.
Is that like a mic from... Jesus Christ.
It's a mic from...
Mark loves movies. He's got a cookie the size of Jesus Christ.
He's got a Wilson.
We have a cast.
The Matrix on a puppet show.
On a rope.
This is fucking
crazy.
Wow,
that's a full-on diorama.
So go ahead and go.
I'm gonna tell.
Go ahead and go into the audience. Grab the name tag you want to play for.
You really have become the Monty Hall of podcasting.
Yeah. Go grab the name tag you want to play for, Dave. And while you do that, we'll listen to this, and we'll be right back. And we're back.
Bring out the bag.
It's good to be back, Sean. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Mike Wazowski.
Woo!
Mike Wazowski. Okay.
JP, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Tyler.
Oh, I should hold this up.
Tyler and a trumpet.
And Dave Foley.
I'm
playing for...
For Mark.
That's going to be a great vine. And that's a big cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big
that
cookie.
Mark brought that just says Mark loves movies.
Yeah.
I could see it around the table. I thought it might say Mark loves Mark.
But on top of that, there's a $2 off coupon for your next giant cookie purchase on the side of the box.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Now, I didn't ask Mark, but I'm assuming that we get to eat the cookie if we want, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because otherwise, otherwise I'm playing for someone else.
Jellies.
Yeah, what?
There's jujubes in my
Mike
cup.
From Monsters, Inc. is full of jujubes?
Yes, jujubes.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty tasty.
There's nothing like gelatin.
Are you saying jujubes?
Jujubes. Yeah. That's what they're called.
Jujubes?
Jujubes. You say jujubes. I say jujubes. We have our differences.
No, like, some
American
sounds derogatory when you say it.
No, when he says, don't jujube me down. Yeah.
Son, there's something we haven't told you. You're a Jew. Jujubes. You can really taste the hoof. Gelatin. man's other great invention.
Or it's made woman's. From bone, right?
It is made from cartilage and
hooves,
nostrils
hooves
and chitin.
Yeah.
I'd like to begin with a game.
Who cares?
We've got the cookie. Who needs to play? And we can still keep the prize.
A game called Lincoln or Bane.
What? I don't know this game.
People really do care.
I don't know this game. And they're off.
Ah, you seem to have bought a trumpet. I can't tell which is more painful, the trumpet or your playing.
Trumpets and deception.
Ah! Bruce Wayne.
Our wonderful agents. I will say a line with my Bane impression.
All right.
Who also kind of sounds like Lincoln because they tend to say similar things.
We're talking about Abraham Lincoln?
Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about...
In the Spielberg's in motion the picture Lincoln.
Okay, okay.
Not all of Abraham Lincoln. I didn't do that much research.
Right. Gentlemen, we are on the cusp. This is an opportunity.
Well, you're not supposed to guess what lines I'm going to use.
You want to go to the second one now?
What's that?
Was that the first
one?
Never mind. Is that like...
I am clothed in great power.
They both those movies have a lot of lines. Those guys have a lot of things to say.
A lot of speeches.
And they sound very similar. So I'll say one, Dave, and then I'll ask you, down the line. You could say why you're saying it, but you don't maybe want to confuse the other players. You don't want them to, guess along with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you want to be the odd one out, the one who gets it right and tricks the other two. So, okay. Who said it? Was it Lincoln or Bane that said,
"You alone may lighten this burden or render it intolerable."
Is that Lincoln or Bane?
Am I first?
Yes.
Lincoln.
JP?
Lincoln.
Sean?
Lincoln.
You're all correct. That was Lincoln.
Nice embouchure.
Please hold the horn until the horse race is actually about to start.
I think that time it played me.
Yeah. All right, we'll start with you this time, JP.
You should touch your spit valve.
And then we'll go to Sean. And don't worry about his spit valve. Who said it, Lincoln or Bane?
Howling at shadows and furniture and ghosts.
What was that?
Is that howling?
Howling at shadows and furniture and ghosts.
Who said that? Was that Lincoln or Bane?
I think it's Lincoln describing Mary Todd Lincoln. Oh, don't say anything.
What's your theory, Sean?
I am agreeing. It's Lincoln.
Dave?
Well, knowing how he felt about Mary Todd Lincoln, I'll go with Lincoln. Yes.
That is correct.
Dave knows I have a Mary Todd fetish.
Yeah.
This might be the first... We might just go through all the rest of the quotes. We've been playing this for a while. We're in the dredges of quotes. We're in quote drudgery.
Quote drag.
Quote dragging. And we're going to start with Sean this time.
All right.
And then go to Dave.
Okay.
Who we are doesn't matter. What matters is our plan.
That's a hard one.
They are all supposed to be.
Well, I'm going to say that's Bane.
Okay, Dave?
I'm also going to go with Barbara Bane.
Conrad Bane.
Bane is correct!
We did it!
Woo! You guys are the smartest panel I've ever had.
We're into extra innings.
We were born in darkness.
We grew up in it.
No colon darkness.
I didn't have a shit till I was 12 years old. Or at least I never knew because I never saw it. This mask covers my sense of smell. I just wondered why people were wincing all the time. The only reason I wear this mask is because I lived in shit.
All right, Dave, we're back to you, Dave.
Okay.
Who said, why, for instance, is this thus, and what is the reason for this thusness? Fuck that one. That's Lincoln. Who said, tomorrow you will claim what is rightfully yours?
Bane.
Do you feel in charge?
Still Bane?
Always Bane. Bane from now on. Theatricality and deception are powerful agents. That finishes Lincoln or Bane.
Wow!
Every single quote that could be from, yes, sound the horns.
Now, can I go pee?
Yes, please.
I'm going to go pee.
All right, I've always thought that guy's voice, Bane, was never good for any other job. You couldn't have Bane be anything else but a crazy villain man. Because, you know, it's, oh, would you like the full combo? Or just the sandwich? Never. It's not good. Children, I'm your new babysitter. There will be no lights on in the house. Enjoy the darkness. I was born in it. I was raised in it.
Just put your feet in the stirrups. This is going to be a little cold. But not as cold as living in darkness. I don't stop between stops on this route. Get out at a designated stop. Or face the consequences.
This is your pilot speaking.
Things are about to get bumpy. In the darkness. I'm sorry, we tried to get the stain out. But it just doesn't seem to react to any of our agents of cleanliness. Goodbye.
That wasn't
Are
a good
we
going
to do this until Dave Foley's finished peeing? Is that the intent?
Okay. Now pull up beside this car and parallel park for me. Very good. Now do it in darkness. Debit or credit? Do you feel like charging?
Dave Foley, come back.
These windows are double glazed with a layer of vacuum in between. Your energy bill will plummet into darkness.
Bane?
That was Bane.
Bane, that one was Bane.
Ah! These are delicious cold cuts. Mustard.
He doesn't do anything like that. He never eats cold cuts or mustard. He just lives.
Yeah, I figured out after seeing the movie a few times that he probably just drinks smoothies.
Yeah, or lays some meat on his chest and it's absorbed over time.
Dear Comedy Bar, I'm going to jot off a quick note, you guys. Dear Comedy Bar, I would love another vodka and soda whenever it's convenient to someone here.
Oh, thud. Should I go to the bar?
And my friends would also like refills.
Sure.
What would you like, Dave?
I'm having an Okanagan pale ale. Yeah. Pale ale.
I'm having a Mill Street organic beer.
Yeah! I'm having a glass of darkness.
Sorry, I'm having the Okanagan as well.
I'm drinking a pint of your soul. I'm having a chaser of mystery.
I wish I could do voices.
Oh, I wish I could do voices too. I've got the one, and now it's over.
I love Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln, though. He was so good.
He did a great job.
Oh. He really did.
I didn't mind watching it over and over again to get all the quotes.
Oh, I didn't see the movie.
It's so good.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see it because I've never really forgiven him for freeing the slaves.
Let me run a few more lines by you that Lincoln said.
All right.
What's the matter, Bob?
Yeah, Lincoln
Wait a minute.
Said that.
He said that on the Newhart show?
No, in Spielberg's Lincoln, he goes, What's the matter, Bob? Because his son is named Bob.
I think that was Jerry the Dentist said
Robert.
That.
Robert.
That was
Bane. And he also says, and
Lincoln, What's the matter, Bob?
His henchman Bob was looking sad that day.
Would you like to kill some more people, Bob? Would that cheer you up?
That would be nicer.
Oh, Bob.
I'm doing my best.
Don't make me laugh, Bob. You know I don't like to hyperventilate.
I found the thinnest ice on the river, sir, so we can march people across it if you want to. But I've noticed somebody over there by the bridge has been taking hours and hours to build a giant flaming bat symbol. Maybe we should look into it.
No, don't worry about that. What matters is our plan.
That's why you're the boss, sir.
We're going to blow up some of the bridges, but other bridges we're not going to blow up.
And then
we're
going to
tell people
Bo.
They cannot go across them.
Jeff and Bo, thank you, Comedy Bar.
Sorry, I interrupted there.
Comedy Bar, the world's tiniest straws.
Well, they're stronger. The shorter they get, the more powerful they are.
There's some beers.
Thank you.
Hi,
fellas.
I'm Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Thanks for that. Can we pour it into my cup and float the jujubes? And beer?
Anything you want, just stop saying jujubes.
Yeah, because...
Well, the other weird candy...
It's giving me a case of the heebie-jujubes.
At Easter time, speaking of Jews, at Easter time...
Oh, the Jews, they love Easter.
They love it. Pass right over it. But they said... But here's the thing. You guys at Easter time have marshmallow peeps. Does anybody know what a peep is?
And peeps.
That's not... that. When I was growing up, there were no peeps. There were no marshmallow peeps. That's a totally American, weird, totally industrial candy thing. It's awful. Awful.
You know what else it is?
No.
Irrelevant to movies. But thank you.
I saw that Easter Bunny movie, Hop, that was so awesome. It was so good. Another great opportunity.
Who was the voice of Hop?
What's that man, the British one?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
I almost said Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Yeah.
Remember when Hop was, when he was trying to find Jean Valjean, and he committed suicide?
Because he was just so disappointed that the social fabric was breaking down? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oi, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to find this guy.
That's not him.
Okay. You're Russell Brand. It's your talk show, and you're interviewing Dave Foley. Go.
Dave, I love you. Fantastic. Super great. What's up? What are you doing right now?
Not as much.
I was in Arthur, the remake of Arthur. Totally fucking destroyed it. You can't even watch the original one now. There will be a sequel. Anything else, Dave?
Let's play ABCD's Nuts.
I don't know that game either.
Oh, it's popular, Dave.
Okay.
And really easy to pick
up. To the show more.
No, it's you're fine. You're fine. You just we'll walk you through it. Okay. In fact, we'll start with you.
Okay. How's that walking me through it?
You don't have to think of the before or after.
Oh, you're right. We'll start with Sean.
Oh.
We'll go to JP, who also has never played this, but I'm sure we'll pick it up very quickly.
It's about nuts, apparently.
No, we're going to spell something. And that's why it's ABCD.
SOMETHING.
Yeah. And in honor of the masterpiece.
Oh, you know who died today? I have to just.
Oh, yeah. Bring up who died today. The last time you and I performed in this theater together, you came out on stage and said the President of the United States shot Osama bin Laden. And everyone thought you were kidding.
By proxy.
Yeah,
it was
but
a proxy
everyone thought
killing.
You were joking.
I just like that you called this a theater.
Any space that has an empty portion with eyes looking on is a theater.
Yeah. This is a magical
any place.
Any place
called Comedy Bar.
And two or more
Gene
are gathered
Stapleton.
In Doug's name.
The theater is implied in the term Comedy Bar.
Gene Stapleton. Edith
oh, really?
Bunker
Gene
died
Stapleton
today.
Died?
Oh, because, 90 years old.
Because I thought you were going to say Harvey Korman.
He died quite a while ago.
Yeah. How long ago?
Didn't he die
did
like about a year ago?
No, did he?
It was a while ago.
Yeah. Was today the anniversary of his death?
I played poker with Harvey Korman just a few months before he died.
Oh.
That's a true story.
It's on you.
I know. I won his very
did
life.
Did you suck out on him or something?
Mm-hmm. It was sad, but Gene Stapleton, Edith Bunker died, 90 years old.
She was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm dead!
That's why you brought it up, to do your impression.
No, I don't really do a good impression of her. Anyone can do that.
It was as good as Rich Little's impression of Stapleton.
She was amazing. Norm MacDonald did a very funny bit years ago. It was all Archie. If he was in Julius Caesar, and he's playing Julius Caesar in Shakespeare. Hey, watch it with the knives there. That is not mine.
Yeah,
I just need it to be known.
Who else's bits can you do?
Nobody's. If you had bits, I'd do them.
Oh!
Grandpa Jujubes.
Cheers.
All right,
I don't have a trumpet. What am I gonna do?
I'm sorry I sidetracked everything, but it is sad. She's one of my favorite
I'm glad you brought
characters.
It up.
Yeah.
Really kind of raised the
room. Dr. Henry Morgenthaler just died, too.
Yep.
He
performed an abortion on himself.
Very late term.
Very late
very,
term.
Very, very late term. He was 90 years old.
It's about time.
Yeah. He just finally said, unwanted.
I should be forced to bring up this elderly Jewish man.
All right, any more quick updates on any death notices before we play this frivolous game?
Everyone who knows about the crack video is now dead. That's just a... Strange. Oh, sorry.
Oh, great. There, you walked people.
Sorry, Rob Ford's brother.
That's it. If they make one Rob Ford reference, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
I was going to say that joke was built Rob Ford tough.
It was. That's right.
But then that guy ruined it. That's not...
No, yeah.
Where'd he drive in from? That's not a Canadian.
Jesus Christ.
We are not Canadian at all.
No, I'm sorry. I just don't like people that aren't on a microphone having a conversation because then the podcast listeners only hear me. And so just now they just heard silence and then me going, woo, 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 woo.
All right, fine.
Oh, here we go. Good call, Dave. Where are you from?
London.
Ontario.
Yeah, yeah. Nice try.
He's not from
you,
here.
You really nailed the accent, though, but when you're trying to fake me out.
London, Ontario.
Two hours.
It's 2 hours away?
Yes, sir.
It's nice there. Beautiful city with amazing vistas.
Half the cancer of Windsor.
When you come here, do you miss the vistas?
Yes.
Not so loquacious with the amplification in your faces.
Nice alliterations. And
let's just hear how your chest hair sounds.
Gross.
Yeah,
gross.
Get in there, rub it around. Oh yeah.
To it.
Yeah. Now do that bit where the microphone is an ice cream cone.
Ah.
Wow. It.
Oh, you're a professional, obviously.
Oh, great. They killed mine. Oh, there we are.
You're just holding it right up to your lips after that horrible chest situation.
I was close enough to know how perfectly groomed his chest hair is.
That's right.
It smelled like lavender.
As a kid in the hall, was there something that somebody came up with that you were supposed to do that you refused? Like, or would you basically do anything?
The one thing I refused to do, I wasn't in a piece called Naked for Jesus. Not because I don't hate Jesus, because at the time I was embarrassed about my body. And that's since easy. Then, since I became a fat old man, I've been naked a lot on film, proving that I don't think right.
It becomes more of a what the hell.
Yeah, I was naked in a movie that starred Bridget Fonda and Brendan Fraser, and I was the only person naked in it. That's a shit movie.
Blast from the past.
That's interesting you should bring that up, because for ABCD's Nuts, we're going to spell monkey bone.
The shit movie I was talking about.
Yeah, but here's how it works. We'll start with Sean. You get the letter M. That's how monkey bone starts. Mm. And you name any other movie that begins with the letter M. Any other movie. You have a few seconds to do it.
I have played this game.
And if you match me...
I remember now.
If you say the same movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then you win automatically.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
Game over.
Okay.
It's exciting. All right. Use your microphone voice, JP.
Grandpa.
I'm ready.
M. M.
Metropolis.
You did it. I went with... Don't look at that.
Oh, I can't look at that. That would cheers. Ruin the game.
Yeah, I went with Mean Girls,
oh.
which was shot here in Toronto. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
the greatest in the Lindsay Lohan canon. Mm-hmm.
It's easily in the top
scary
two.
Scary Movie 5.
What was she like to not work with?
Exactly. That's right.
JP,
Omega Man.
Okay, now... I'll let it slide the first time, like Alex Trebek will
sorry,
do.
If the colon,
if you
Omega
don't phrase
Man.
It as a question.
The.
These, you can't do movies with the, because that begins with the letter T. Ooh.
The yeah. Omega Man.
Octopussy?
You didn't need to give me another one. I was going to let it slide.
I thought I was being told.
But Octopussy definitely does not start with the, so you are correct.
Okay.
Octopussy.
And I went with Orphan, which was shot here in Toronto.
I see a theme.
I guess there's a theme running through this.
You could jump to that conclusion. A lot of the guests never do. It's kind of fun watching them not catch on. But the letter to you, Dave, is N.
Yeah, trying to think of a movie made in Toronto. Oh, Nosferatu.
No, I went with Narc, which was shot here in Toronto. K. To Sean.
Kill Bill.
Is a movie that begins with letter K. I went with Kick-Ass, which was shot in Toronto.
Damn.
E, JP.
Well, I'm not going to say Elephant Man, comma, the. So
all right.
I'll say...
Tell us more things you're not going to say.
Ever After?
That's correct, and I'm glad you're in touch with your feminine side. I went with Existence, which
oh,
was shot here
one.
In Toronto.
Good one.
Why? Dave Foley gets a why.
Yellow Submarine.
Shot here in Toronto. yes,
did you
that's
say,
correct.
Did you say... okay, I can't. Can I say that? We
what's,
just keep
what's
going
happening?
Through the word again and again, right?
No, we'll stop.
It's not Youngblood.
It gets tedious after a while.
Oh, Youngblood was shot here in Toronto, yeah.
It was.
That is what I picked.
Out of turn.
I hadn't blocked young blood from my memory.
Yeah. That's too bad.
But that's exciting that they shave a near off match almost happened.
I am Keanu Reeves. Hey.
Patrick Swayze shaves off Rob Lowe's pubic hair in that movie.
Really?
In a hazing incident that would be frowned upon today.
Just frowned upon, though. Just a lot of sad faces. Nobody's going to step
they
in and stop it.
They did not do a good job.
Okay, so we're at we're at B. Sean?
B.
3 seconds. 2. 1.
Barney's version.
So you just went with Barney. You weren't thinking of that movie. And then you're just like, God, I hope there's something that begins with Barney.
I was thinking of the
version
dinosaur.
Instead of Stone. Barney Stone? There's nothing
brain
called.
Candy.
Brain Candy would have been.
Excellent choice.
Shot in Toronto.
Is that the.
Kids in the Hall?
But what's the full title?
Brain candy.
Should I leave?
What?
Brain candy.
No, there's a colon, isn't there?
No, there's no colon.
There was no Kids in the Hall movie or anything like that?
No, just brain candy.
Colon candy.
That was one of the many ways we didn't market the film correctly. We failed to mention we were in it.
Janine Garofalo in Brain Candy. Well, now I'm intrigued. I'm going to look it up and see what Leonard had to say about it. Have I ever embarrassed you with this before?
Brain candy? I don't know. I know one of Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel, one of them hated it more than anything he'd ever seen, and the other one hated the other one.
Well, it sounds like the whole situation gave them both cancer. What? What part of that is not true? They both have cancer. They had those mixed feelings about brain candy.
That was the original title of the film, Brain Cancer. No one thought it'd be funny.
At least you fixed that.
Yeah, you would. Something fun.
Oh, Windsor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who gets top billing?
In Brain Candy?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
It's alphabetized. No.
Alphabetized.
It's alphabetical. It's alphabetical.
Yeah, and he's hanging out.
Oh, and I'm the most famous.
He's hanging out with a bunch of... What happens when you hang out with a bunch of M's? Yeah. Everybody's M. You're like, Foley, you
know,
fuck you.
You know what? That's racist.
Janine Garofalo got in there. Catherine Greenwood?
Yeah.
Who that is?
She's a Canadian actress. She's Wind at City. My Back, perhaps. You remember that? What?
I don't know. I think it's...
Yeah, it's my turn to talk.
I think it's his.
It's my line anyway.
So did he love the movie?
I didn't even want to get into the review.
He didn't even review it, did he?
No, he did.
One of his minions.
It's in here. He gave it 2.5 stars.
That's not terrible.
Between fair and good. And he says, new wonder drug that cures depression has devastating side effect on the population now addicted to the product. The premise intertwines the lives of over 30 characters played by the Kids in the Hall, the Canadian TV sketch group, and their feature film debut. Funny sequences and bizarre characters don't add up to a satisfying whole, but I'll be sure to tell Leonard. Let me write it down really quick. Fuck that shit.
You're not gonna. Are you gonna remember that?
Yes, because I wrote it down. Did you hear me say I was writing it down? The bizarre characters don't add up to a satisfying whole, but the cast is energetic in many original and unusual guises, often in drag. Standout moment has Thompson coming out in splashy Hollywood musical production number. Brendan Fraser appears unbilled. On screen title is Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy. Like I said. I was so triumphant, nobody gave a shit. But that was just on the screen. That was too late. People had already paid to see it. And they're like, of course we know Kids in the Hall
are in it. And then they would leave. And
yeah, but you know, you got to ask for your money back.
So you're vindicated, Doug. It starts with a K. You're absolutely right. Brain candy does not
actually
a B word.
It is the Kids in the Hall, which people forget that too. So.
holy shit,
like the talking heads.
How did that bring the whole crowd down? I was having a great time, and then Dave Froehlich brought up there's an article of speech in front of kids in the hall.
Most people don't know that it's the Backstreet Boys, the NSYNC. Yeah. Is this game over? No.
No, I don't think so.
I've had an hour to come up with an O, right? Movie
did I? Did he give a B? What happened?
I get an
was
N
it me who
up.
Gave a B?
Brain Candy came
B.
up because we were on
I was B,
B.
Yeah. but
and,
I said something.
You said Barney's version.
Yeah. That was Alan Arkin.
So the people that are editing this will just get right back into it.
Peter Falk.
Here. Oh,
Overboard.
Overboard, good one.
Would have been nice if that was shot. Another, it might have been Lake
another
Ontario.
Kurt Russell right. shout out. I went with Owning Mahoney because it was shot in Toronto.
And
did the Toronto Tourism Board give you this list?
It's you know, Wikipedia mostly. Yeah. But also my memory, because a lot of these I went, oh yeah, that didn't really look like New York. But N is your letter.
I can't think of a Toronto film, so I'll go with Nell. I'm sorry, that was the Nell, wasn't it?
No. it was Death Nell. Death Nell. No, shot in Toronto, New York Minute. I gave him 2 out of the 3 words. Okay, and finally, back to you with the final E.
I'm going to say Ecstasy, based on Irvin Welsh's film Ecstasy that came out. I was supposed to be in it.
The Hedy Lamarr film.
No.
What director have you worked for, Canadian director? You were in the movie with Kevin Bacon and Colin Firth.
Oh, Atta McGoyan.
Yeah, and what movie did he make that began with the letter E?
Were you in?
Was I in it?
No, you weren't in it.
No,
but he made a movie that began with the letter E. It was shot here in Toronto. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I was going to say Everest, wow. But that was Ararat.
It was a lighthearted,
lighthearted look at people who are miserable.
Yeah.
And so fucked up.
Was it Ararat?
Everyone has a
the sweet
sex
hereafter.
Perversion.
It's not.
Every,
so what about the one?
Everybody
where
loves
she's,
suicide.
Stripper?
Oh, the stripper, right? It's the one with the stripper in it.
What? No,
it's called
Elephant Man.
Of course, we knew it all along.
Exotica. Right.
I know I take people on little detours, but here's the thing. I was supposed to be in this movie, Ecstasy. They made me do it.
With Hedy Lamarr.
No, but it was based on the guy who wrote...
1930s, Germany.
No.
What?
Hedy Lamarr. It was based on...
famous news...
Oh, yes, it was, actually. I remember it now. No, the movie was based on Irvin Welsh's book, Ecstasy, and it's set in Scotland. But it was being shot here. I have no reason why. Understanding of it, I don't know. But I was supposed to be a policeman, and there were two of us on the night day. And they asked me to do it for nothing, because they're just doing this on a shoestring. And I say, okay. And I come in and do it, and I'm doing the Scottish accent with this other cop, and we stop him, and he's on Ecstasy, and the main character.
Can you tell the rest of the story with your Glaswegian accent?
I said, what are you looking at? What's your problem? What are you going to do to you? You're going to upset me. You're upsetting me now. Anyway, he's the guy who's with me.
This is just like Star Trek Into Darkness.
Into Darkness. Why are they taking my equation away?
So the guy who's playing the other cop is shit at a Scottish accent. He's terrible. It's like, oh, are you doing? You're like, oh my God. Okay, so I go, and they keep sending me things. We're going to open it at TIFF. This movie's opening. It's coming out. We would love everybody to be there. If you're available to any press, that's great. And I'm like, okay, great. So I go, and I get my ticket at the box office, and I go in, and they're like, who are you? I said, I don't know. Well, I was in the movie. I keep telling people I'm in the movie. And I get in, and I sit through the whole movie, and I'm not in it. Edited me out of the movie. But no one told me.
But to get rid of that other guy.
Yeah.
That's how you justify
that's what
it.
Happened.
Do you think he has the same story?
Yeah.
I'd like
Cullen's
to think so.
Scottish accent was so phony.
Well, mine was shit. Okay. Maybe that was it. But it was very disappointing to be sitting there waiting through the whole film for the scene that I was shooting. And then...
What was the movie called?
Dark Knight Rises.
No. It was called Ecstasy.
When you get edited out of this podcast, it's going to be sad.
I know. Seriously. Seriously. It's going to be terrible. Mm.
We have to play the Leonard Maltin game.
I don't want
to.
Yeah.
Yay!
This is the one, you guys. This is for all the marbles. Uh-huh. Nobody's really won anything so far. You've all been terrific at the games. There's been no...
Yeah, we played very well as a team
no
so far.
No winner to speak of.
And they're not really games.
But now you really have to go head-to-head so that the people you're playing for can win all the contents of the prize bag.
All right, Mark.
And, so play hard for Mark and...
Tyler.
Tyler and who are you playing for, Sean?
I'm playing for a gentleman called Mike Wazowski.
I'm in that new movie.
You're in Monsters University.
I'm in
What do you play?
I play Terry, one of the Terrys, a two-headed monster with Sean Hayes.
Oh.
Sean Hayes and I are Terry and Terry, the two-headed monster.
So it's a three-headed monster.
No.
He's two people.
He has two heads?
One. Yeah, I know.
What?
Never mind.
But yeah, I'm in that. So that's coming out in June thingy.
Yay!
Mid-show plug.
I'm so happy that we can help that movie to make some money.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you do a little indie film like
that. Yeah, I know. You don't know what's going to happen.
I think it's going to be number one of the summer.
About it.
I think it's going to be number one of the whole summer.
Yeah, probably. Well, you know, people love Billy Crystal.
Have you been to Bugs Life World at Disneyland?
Yes.
You must have been there when they unveiled it.
All over it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That's neat.
Yeah, I have my own theme park.
You have
Flix Funland.
You've taught me, but there's, you know, I don't have too many friends that are part of Disneyland attractions. Mm. I, of course, am in Captain EO.
You were sodomized, I believe.
No, he didn't lay a hand on me, but that kid he was hanging out with looked like something might have happened. He had like a little friend with him on the set every day and was creepy.
Yeah.
I'm the voice of Autopia at Disneyland.
Oh, how's that go?
That's it.
It sounds a lot like there's a Cars Land too now.
Yeah.
And there's a fun car.
They may have removed Autopia from Disneyland since.
Have they?
They may have to make room for things like Nemo's.
They've taken away the teacup ride as well.
What?
And they changed it to the latte ride.
Because Hollywood's crazy, people. Hollywood
it sure is.
Hollywood's crazy.
Nuts. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
All right.
I'm not fucking around anymore. So we'll let Dave start over there.
Good. All right.
And we'll go to,
you're
going
we'll
to
recap
JP
the rules?
Yeah, I'll talk you through it.
Because
the
while.
Whole audience will scold you enough. If you don't do it.
I know.
Wait, I'm a voice at Disneyland.
Are you?
I am.
Which voice are you?
I'm the
Jiminy Cricket?
David Spade sound-alike for... Because I did Emperor's New School. It was the TV show based on the movie Emperor's New Groove. And Spade...
Emperor's New School?
Emperor's New School ran for like 2 years on Disney Channel. But Spade didn't want to be bothered doing the voice for the park. So it's Disney World or Disneyland. You hear me going like, Kronk. Melina's a hottie, hot hottie. That's it. Yeah. Hey, we're all at Disneyland.
I'm not.
Can we hang out later?
They tried to get a sound alike for me for Bugs Land, but they couldn't. Originally they called me up and they offered me like such horrible money. I said, well, I'll tell them I'll do it for free. I just want to be able to go to the park. And Disney said no. And so I said, well, I won't do it. And then they had a sound alike come in, and John Lasseter from Pixar heard it and said, why isn't Dave doing it? And they said, well, we had some trouble negotiating. And they said, well, how much did he want? And they had to say, he said he'd do it for free.
But you know how expensive a pass is?
Yeah.
To get into Disneyland? It's amazingly expensive.
Yeah, and yet it costs them nothing to just let me in.
It's true.
It's not like like somebody else isn't going to get in because I show up.
Foley's here.
We're full. Yeah. We're full.
There's a kid crying over here right now. Great.
I don't think they've ever turned anyone away at the door.
As you know, Dave, the game is like...
the game.
It's like, name that tune, but
is this the editing point where you'll pick the show up?
No, we don't don't edit at all.
All right.
But the rules are, in short and brief, and you've played this before.
I have.
And your daughter was quite good
twice.
At it.
Yes, she was.
It's like...
She says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi, Alina. Yeah. It's like, name that tune, but with... notes and songs, I mean, with movie titles and actor names instead of notes
now,
and songs.
Now, what's the thing where you can make somebody else answer it?
That's when the bidding starts, the person next to you, when it comes to you, you can say, you know, name that movie, or you can
make some
negative names.
Yeah, right. You'll see. You get to pick a category. Would you like @JennyMayo619 suggested Golden Showers Playbook? And that's movies that begin with P. Movies the title of which begin with the letter P.
The letter P.
The letter P. P.
Yes. The letter P.
And Reaper Matt at Matt A-T-T suggested greatest movie ever told, and that's films that have a narrator. Or Stephen _ Melvin suggested The Past and the Curious. And that's movies that have sexually ambiguous historical figures.
Well played.
I think, like most of the audience, I'm torn between options 1 and 3.
Yeah, well, 2 didn't get a laugh, but it's an interesting category. It's a good category.
Yeah, but I only respect laughter.
Oh, finally the title of your autobiography.
I'm going to go with 3.
Okay, I didn't number them, but I can figure it out. I'm on it. Past and Curious. Sexually ambiguous
characters.
Historical figures.
All right.
This film is from 2011. Leonard gives it 2 stars. He says that the movie is one note, and he also says that that there's an aspect of the film that's so ludicrous that it almost torpedoes the entire film. Again, from 2011, it's got a sexually ambiguous historical figure in it, and Leonard lists a whopping 17 names.
Jesus Christ.
16, maybe? Let's call it 16. Let's call it 16.
Alright
let's call it 17. So the wise bid, Dave, especially if you don't think you know what it is at this point, is to just say, I can name it in 17 names, and then it'll pass on to JP, who can either say, name it, then you'd get all 17 names. That's a pretty good clue. Or he would make a lower bid, and then it moves on to Sean, and it's out of your hands for a second.
I will name it in 17.
Okay, 17, he says, JP.
I think I can name it in 12 names.
That's a big drop, Sean.
I think I'll name it in 8.
Okay. So we're back to you, Dave.
Name it.
We'll see. No idea. We'll see.
I like the very serious gameplay.
These are the last 8 names you read.
Yeah, this is from the bottom, yes.
Yeah. 8.
Just like on that. JP, of course, and Sean were both on the Lost Toronto episode. Was anybody at that taping? Yeah.
I'm filling in for Jerry D.
That's
filling
in is not the right word for it. Just a more pleasant personage in no, that's not the right word for it.
Awesome improvement.
He was as people that were there will know. I was really bummed when the recording didn't turn out because he was really terrible. He questioned every single moment of the show like I was on trial. And and it was it'd probably be fun to listen to, but it's lost forever. And that's not why it's lost. I didn't have it destroyed. That guy was horrible.
Jerry Deeks.
Because I like him okay as a person. He just didn't click. It's happened a few times in the history
of
the show.
He had it lost. You didn't. He made sure it was never heard again.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, he used his mind.
Well, I hope he's using it for something, because...
Oh!
He did, for a guy that used to be a teacher, he couldn't understand shit. He asked questions about everything.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
But this one,
playing Bill the Title, was really entertaining as well.
I didn't understand the concept.
So, sorry to rub it in, listeners. You'll never hear that one. But it was quite a show. And JP was there.
I'm here to help.
I bet somebody recorded it on their iPhone.
I don't think so.
Nobody.
No one took an interest.
It's not a like.
That would not be right.
No one's recording this right now, and they're interested.
Oh. Well, you may be wrong about
boring.
Both
I'm not
going
to record it. Where are we at? You have to name eight names
from the bottom.
What was it? You have to name it in eight. Yeah. Sean has to name.
And I have all eight names, right? I'm
going to read them off to you.
Okay.
Yeah. But then there's going to be that remaining nine names
that you will not have
the
access to.
The top of the list.
You will not have access to
that. You will
those
not
names.
Get to hear.
So shitballs.
Those are ones you may need more than these, but we'll see. Michael O'Neill.
Okay.
Jeff Pearson.
Wow.
Jessica Hecht.
Oh, how many movies have all three of them been in?
Josh Hamilton. Ken Howard.
Oh. Kenny Howard.
Leah Thompson.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Harriman. And Zach Grenier.
Go.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Grenier?
Grenier, Zach Grenier.
Shit.
Yeah, all those people were in this movie that has a historical figure that's sexually ambiguous from 2011.
Uh-huh.
And the answer is
2011, historically ambiguous.
It wasn't historically ambiguous.
It was like, he may have been from the 1800s, so he may have been from
We're
the late 30s.
We're not sure
30s.
When he existed. Or she.
Oh, balls.
Who challenged him?
I did.
Oh, Dave's going to get a point.
I'm good with strategy.
I can't remember the name of the film. Is it about Andy Warhol?
You can't remember the name of
No, it's about J. Edgar Hoover.
I knew it!
Hoover!
Oh, and it's called...
Hoover.
Hoover?
It's called
Is
J.
that what
Edgar.
They called it up here? No, yeah. It's called J. Edgar.
J. Edgar.
I knew it!
I wouldn't have gotten it. Anyway, because I would have said Hoover.
Who else was in it? Who else was in it?
And you would have called it Hoover?
Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio plays the J. Edgar.
He does, indeed.
I think if you called it Hoover, it probably would have sold more tickets because people might have been like, I want to learn about the guy who invented the vacuum.
And what he did with it.
Historically ambiguous. All right, so Dave Foley's on the board. He's got a point.
Give it up!
How many points do we go to?
2 points to win.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, so he's halfway home.
I'm failing.
You guys are all the way. Two points wins? Yeah.
Oh,
we got to wrap it up pretty soon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you think you've got this sewn up because you already have a point?
I'm a winner.
All halfway right. home.
I am full of hubris. Oh, wait a minute. That's bad.
That's not always
hubris.
Bad.
I had bad strategy there. I knew that. I thought it was going to come back around to me.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to zip down to like
jumped.
Zero. Yeah.
I had worse strategy.
Or in that case, if you thought you knew what it was, TJ,
and I went lower.
JP,
yeah.
If you thought you knew what it was, you should have said -1.
Yeah. Well,
because
we'll
then you in the
blow
negative
people's
names.
Minds.
Yeah, but also you probably figured out that Leonardo was the top billed actor.
Right. Yeah. Okay, we'll see if I learn, and then that bites me.
Let's see if he learns. I can't wait to see if he learns. And
whose turn is it now? It's
who
JP's
challenged?
I challenged.
You challenged. So JP gets to go first.
He goes first.
And then we go to
negative.
Dave.
Oh.
Then we go to negative. Dave.
No, wait. To
you get to pick category, JP.
The clue.
Would you like @a_man_named_Tim?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his name. He suggested Doug Loves Newbies, and that's movies where it's a first-time director.
Oh.
First time directors. Yeah. And then also in theaters now. That's movies that are in theaters now.
Pass.
Or, you're going to love this one, 4 Weddings and a Funeral. The often unpicked category. The always unpicked category. 4 Weddings and a Funeral. It's Frank Sinatra films,
because he had four wives and now he's dead. So it's really about respect.
Doug loves newbies.
All right, this is a first-time director helmed this particular motion picture. The year is 1988.
Oh. Okay. Oh, that's a tough year.
All right. Sure. Oh. Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what it says. Two and a half stars from Leonard. I'm absolutely sure of that. He says that this movie is has an absolutely accurate title. He also calls it quirky and says that the direction is fragmented. Yeah, and he lists
88
seven names. And I'm pretty sure it's 1988.
You said aptly named title?
Yeah, aptly named.
Aptly named.
Yeah. It has a title, and boy, is it apt.
1988, you say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm
first-time director.
Say I can name that in two actors.
Two names.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit, they're not the top two.
No.
Yeah, you're going to want to say, if you want the top two, you're going to have to say seven names.
Because there's nine names listed. No, there's seven names listed.
Because there's seven. You'll get them all.
I'm going to go... I can name it in five. That'll get me up to the third actor. Or wait, second actor? I can't do the math right now, Doug.
It'll get you up to the third actor.
I want to hear the third actor.
Okay. Six. Huh? What?
No, that's... Or four. Are there seven listed or eight listed?
You know...
Sorry, five.
It's seven, and you'd have to bid five.
Seven.
To hear the
if I
third
say five, I'd hear
all
the
right,
third
you
know what? Person. That's what I want to do. Five actors.
How long does this game go? I have to pee again.
We're almost done.
All right.
Five.
All you have to
five.
Do is win.
I can do it in five.
Five, he says.
All right.
Dave.
That's to me. Name it.
Yeah, okay. You're going to be peeing in no time.
You should go pee now.
In fact, go pee. Go ahead, go.
Okay, let me know if I win.
Okay.
In fact,
we'll send you an email.
Let me know if I win.
Oh, he gave him a microphone in the audience. That's always a good idea. And now he's rubbing it into his chest hair. Your five names are...
1988. Mm-hmm. First-time director.
Dean Lowry. Mm. Doug Wren. Mm. Craig Smith. Yeah. Terry Potter.
I know his movies.
And Mike Minette. You know Terry Potter?
I thought you said Harry Potter, sorry. Oh.
I know that guy's movies. He wrote some books first. You idiot. Harry Potter had to write those books to be in those movies.
I really thought we were going to get to somebody from Sex, Lies, and Videotape, which would be an aptly named movie. But that might have come out earlier than 88, so I'm going to say the movie is Mystery Train? That wasn't his first movie.
But when it was over, everyone was like, yep, that was accurately named. I don't know what was going on that train. I don't even think the last two... Well, the last name will help you a lot. The next to the last name is Pete O'Hearn. Mm. Pete O'Hearn. But then the top billed performer in this movie is also the director of the film, and that person's name is Peter Jackson.
Oh, it's
film
that
is
one
called
with the
Bad
girls
Taste.
In... What?
Bad Taste, not Dead Alive.
No.
Which recently, Corrections Department, recently we said on the show that Dead Alive was his first movie, but it turns out Bad Taste is his first movie. And it also turns out that Dave Foley is our winner.
Oh, come on.
He's in the bathroom winning.
Boo.
He's taking the most winningest pee right now. Yes.
You won. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I won, huh?
You won.
And that's how many times I have to pee during every movie I ever have seen.
So, Mark, with the big cookie, come and get your prizes.
Come on, Mark.
Sorry, Tyler.
You have no idea.
Where's the bag of prizes at, JP? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he found it.
There you go.
It's like an Easter egg.
Do you want your cookie back, Mark?
Oh, yeah, I guess you could take your cookie
back. You want your cookie back, Mark?
I'm not going to eat any of it. It might be fun to stomp around on it or something.
No.
Okay.
Shellac and
he's taking it back.
Oh.
He's got a long drive home.
Enjoy your cookie. I didn't see a cookie till I was 19 years old.
Lincoln?
That's why to this day I don't have feelings that I can eat.
There's an old story about a cookie. Washington was eating a cookie at Valley Forge, and a man in a blanket.
Is there a shithead? Sorry, is there a shithead on the back of your trumpet?
There is.
Oh, okay, good. So
who is
give
it?
Give me that. I'll say it at the end, Sean. That's how it
goes. Oh, right.
Really? Okay.
That's weird.
Interesting. Yeah. And what about you? Is there one on the back of your mic? Mug. It's on the bottom. Oh, see,
I didn't check my cookie.
People come prepared. Let me see. Oh, you gotta look first.
Mark, was there one on the cookie?
Okay, that's a good one. I'll write it down.
What?
It's on the bottom of the cup.
Oh, yeah.
We don't care who his shithead is. He won all those prizes.
All right.
This is a consolation.
Well, what if it's my first wife again?
Was that while you were on or on another episode?
That was when I was on.
Oh, okay.
I was on
I think it came up more than once. People really have your back on that. Podcast listeners are not down with your ex at all. They really support
you. Thank
you.
Thank you, Pod World.
She has some wonderful qualities. She really does.
Any plugs, you guys?
I already plugged Monsters University. And
yeah.
Spun out.
CTV.
September-ish. JP Manu and Dave Foley.
You can watch Match Game on the Comedy Network almost all the time.
Which the cast of Spun Out will be on.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to be on this season. Dave Foley will be a guest.
That's going to be a crossover
event. We've got to get Doug Benson on the Match Game.
Oh, I'd love to go on there. Love to be on Canadian Match Game.
But you'll be like everybody else on the show. Who is that?
I did Match Game with Doug in Sketchfest with Jimmy Pardo.
Jimmy was great. Yeah. Oh, Jimmy was great at it.
I dropped a Jew. Jube.
So I was working with Spielberg. Sorry for dropping a Jew. And
there's nothing worse than Jew dropping.
Yes. But I do love
or
to go
Jew
and
droppings.
Have a drink and the Jew drop in. That's right.
But you can study Jew droppings to know how healthy they are.
That's right.
What their migratory patterns are.
Well, thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for them. Sean Cullen, JP Manu, and Dave Foley.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Get ready with the closing theme. I don't know who to pick first, so I'll just say them. As always, composer John Williams is a shithead. Yeah, I'd knock over a glass in honor of him as well.
Bum 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 bum. John Williams is a shithead. There we go. Bum 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 bum. John Williams is a shithead. He's a shithead. What a shithead. John Williams is a total shithead. He's a shithead. He's a shithead. Head of shit.
Meep boop meep 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 boop.
John Williams is a shithead. John Williams is a great big shithead. John Williams is a shithead. Shithead, shithead. Shit, 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 shithead. Woo!
Broke your trumpet.
Baz Luhrmann is a shithead.
Yeah!
Now it's time for Doug to watch a cover party. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves